now that we're on the topic of supplements and things, I figured I would run you guys through some of the supplements that I take on a daily by daily slash as I remember. First things first, probiotic. My trainer recommended this specific one from Amazon. I've loved it ever since. My body just be doing a lot of stuff and I'd be having trouble being regular, if you know what I mean. This has helped me tremendously, honestly. It's called Primo Defense. I've also lately been taking creatine. I've gone on a binger on TikTok, and obviously my trainer has also recommended. She recommended this brand, which I haven't had an issue with it. I do know I've seen a few reviews of people getting or starting to break out. I have a subscription with Beam in general, which brings me to my Beam Dream, which helps me sleep. Magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, CBD. Anybody who's ever been around me, they know at around 6 o'clock, 6:37, they see me turning the tea kettle on. I don't care if we're having a rager in this house. They know I'm finna shut it down. I don't wake up feeling groggy. I don't care how much money I ever make in my whole life. This is the only thing in my life that is allowed to freely charge my card monthly. Not my phone bill, not no other bill. I think that goes to say how much I love them. They launched a few months ago creatine as well, so I have been loving theirs. From Beam also, Beam Drive. It says for couples. Read the room. Especially when you're postpartum, I have been taking these Beam Drives for what, 2 years now? Sometimes you just need a little assistance to get where you need to get. Love these.
Right.
Do y'all know any black owned water parks? As far as pre-workout, I've been loving Alani's. Now, you need to take this when you're ready to work out. Not go for a cute little stroll. I thought I was gonna take pre-workout and go for a stroll. Ended up sprinting down my hill and spraining my ankle because I was really trying to do it, but this pre-workout had me a little bit cracked out. Another supplement I have been loving is Calm Magnesium Supplement. I put this in my water. It's actually really tasty, but it also just helps with magnesium intake, which also will help me stay regular. It doesn't make you feel like loopy or like drowsy. It brings a little calm into your system. Went on a TikTok binger as well and have been doing occasionally castor oil on my belly button, and it helps. Like literally if I do it at night. Now, do my sheets get oily? Yes. By like the time I wake up in the morning, my system gets pretty cleared out from just putting a little dab of this and massaging it into my belly button, which I love. Isopure, we've been talking about protein. This is another supplement that I've been putting into my water cup because this is my emotional support water cup. Honestly, I dump everything into here. It also leads me to Benefiber. I've been putting both of these in my water cup at the same time, sometimes also with liquid IV. Then I figured, am I overdoing it? Maybe. Is it a one-hit wonder with all the things that I need in my system? Absolutely. I'm also a spicy water girl, which is what my kids call sparkling water. If you like McDonald's Sprite, you want hints sparkling water. It like burns your throat. That's what I love. Kava root. Along with some other things my doctor prescribed, she said kava root would help me chill out a bit. It's for your nervous system. It helps calming and stabilizing and doing all the things. It is okay to be prescribed certain things to get through certain seasons in your life. So although I know that there are a lot of like natural supplements to help you get where you need to get, sometimes those things just don't cut it. So if you need to go to your doctor or primary care specialist or your therapist to actually get prescribed something that can actually do some justice to your nervous system, that is okay. Anyways, so I usually go to a professional for them to tell me. You sent me the link from that exact brand, because also Amazon, you can get little scams sometimes. I have my primary care, my doctor, whoever I'm talking to, send me exactly the brand, exactly where to get it, so there's no mix-up as to what I'm ingesting into my body. I know this is a lot of supplements, but I think just as you get older, when you talk to your doctors, there are things that we are very just regularly deficient in because it is no longer present in the things that we eat. But I also feel like my body feels the most normal and like stabilized now since I've been doing or having all of these supplements. I also get weekly IVs. I used to think it was a bit excessive, but then I realized I have not been sick in 2025. At all. Vive Hydration Therapy, which is the name of their brand. I'll tag them so you guys have them. I do their Thrive, which is an amino blend, B complex, calcium, magnesium, vitamin C, glutathione, B12, and I also get vitamin D, which is another thing that I learned later in life, that black women are naturally deficient in vitamin D. So I get a shot every once a month. What my body needs of vitamin D. I also have a few other supplements from Beam that I don't take regularly, but I got them just to try because I love the brand so much. So they have a superfood blend of greens. Also have different, this is another nighttime supplement. Just wanted to run down some of the supplements that I take regularly or just as needed. I would talk to your primary care professional or, you know, your doctor or whatever. I am very close with mine and I go in regularly. Like I could have, I don't know, anything going wrong and I'm making an appointment because listen, I need to live long and I don't want anything, any stone going unturned. So even down to getting blood work and saying, you know, what does this look like? How can I make sure that I live long and take care of my body for my loved ones and for me? You just want to make sure you're getting what you need. That's all. Bye.